Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at IKEA-USA.com/circular. Visit IKEA-USA.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
Here's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The people want the NBA playoffs, and the playoffs are officially underway. Today, we'll be giving you all the matchups, but we start with the playing game on Saturday, where it was Dame Lillard, it was CJ McCollum, and even a little Carmelo Anthony towards the end of the game that got the Blazers past the Grizzlies and the opportunity for them to face off against the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1-8 matchup. Jalen, looking forward to that next series. What are you keying on?
Shout out to John Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies for basically playing so terrific all season and even being shorthanded without Jaren Jackson Jr. playing a terrific playing game versus the Blazers. We're going to talk a lot about the Mama's Boys backcourt of Lillard and CJ McCollum, and rightfully so, they're great shot makers. But Nurkic, the anchor down low, is a huge key to what they do. He has terrific ball skills. They do a lot of dribble handoff actions, pick and rolls, pick and pops, a great rebounder. And so his influence has been key to their ascension. He's played well. They've played well. It's going to be a terrific series versus the Lakers.
I mean, terrific series, Jalen, because I think that the Blazers are kind of like now overhyped, and like we're talking about Dame and the Blazers and how they match up against the Lakers, but I don't think it's as close as other people do. I mean, the season series, obviously there are different teams. This is the Blazer team that didn't have Nurkic and for some time Collins, but I think the Lakers are going to make pretty quick work of this one. I just don't think there's anyone in a Trailblazers uniform that can stop LeBron and AD. And I think that no one can, but I don't even think the Blazers will do much to do that whatsoever. We will see. We'll see about that one.
What I think is going to be terrific is when you have some of the best players in the league on the floor at one time, LeBron, AD, and Dame Lillard. It's going to be great theater, but I do agree with you. A lot of people feel like the Blazers have a chance to win the series. I am not one of those people. I'd be surprised if it takes Lakers 6 games to advance.
Wouldn't you love just to see Dame win game one and then just scream at everybody in the bubble after the game was over? Remember, he just put some respect on my bleeping name. Like, I would just love for him to win game one and score 65
like
points.
Like 2001 Iverson.
Out. Yeah.
I'll set the stage for you. Dame Dollar could be 2001 Iverson.
I would love that. But here's the reason why. I now am 1,000% confident that the Lakers are going to smoothly sail to a championship. They made an announcement they're wearing the Black Mamba jerseys. If they get past the first round, they're wearing the Black Mamba jerseys. Now, listen, I understand this tough road. The Blazers, potentially Rockets, and then the Clippers, and then the Bucks. But if you're wearing the Black Mamba jerseys, Jalen, you can't lose. There's no chance they lose now.
Big shout to Nike doing what they can to represent the honor of the legacy of the great late great Kobe Bryant. And it's going to be Mamba Week. We're going to participate. 824 is going to happen. We're going to do some fun things on this show to make sure that we pay homage to the legend as well.
Jalen, also in a game in the Eastern Conference, it is the 2-7 matchup. That one is later this afternoon, and that is going to be the Raptors against the Nets. And I have a theory about the Nets' approach to this one, because the most important people in Nets' organization, they're sitting on the couch at home watching this one. You got Sean Marks, Katie and Kyrie, and everybody in the bubble is just auditioning for them, because their roster is going to look different next year. So that's how I feel this plays out. They're going to lose this series for sure, but every possession, they're going to be just auditioning for Katie and Kyrie and Sean Marks so they can stay in Nets jersey next year. What do you think of the theory?
I like what you did there, and you're right. I mean, when you're trying to put together a roster, it's going to be nurtured around the strengths and weaknesses of your best player, and that is Kyrie and KD. But however, there's been a constant, and I've talked about it on this program, somebody that played well before they arrived and played well this year without them, and that's Caris LeVert. As I mentioned, The season D'Angelo Russell had, which was phenomenal, that allowed him to make the All-Star team, that year Caris LeVert was going to do that too, except he got injured. And so now people see him playing in the bubble like, oh, this guy can ball. Well, if you're talking about auditioning Jacoby, he should be a part of what they're doing going forward because he's a terrific talented. He's a terrific and talented player.
Or his trade value is as high as it's ever been, so they should probably move him in the offseason first piece to fit better with Kyrie and KD. Just saying. I'm just saying. Caris LeVert needs the ball, and KD and Kyrie do too. Moving on, Jalen, to the Sixers-Celtics matchup. Now, this one is interesting. Obviously, the glaring difference between these rosters is the fact that Ben Simmons is not going to be on the Sixers. What does this mean for Joel Embiid?
Domination. That's what it should mean. The Celtics have Tice up front. They have Cantor up front. Get ready for this. Marcus Smart will be guarding Joel Embiid at times. Just like we see with P.J. Tucker for Houston. That's going to happen. I expect 40. If I'm the coach, I'm writing that on the board for Joel. That's what he should be getting against the Celtics in their front line. And 15 boards. But it probably won't be enough. Because they have four guys that's going to get you 20. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. What's going to happen with Gordon Hayward play well? Kemba Walker. And so the Celtics have a great opportunity to advance playing against the Sixers, who will be without Ben Simmons and Brett Brown standing on the sideline, in essence, coaching for his job.
Joel Embiid obviously scores a little more with and without Ben Simmons. You see him with Ben Simmons, he scores a little more. But I really think that 40 number, it needs to be like the floor for his performances. They really don't have anyone that they can throw at Joel Embiid that can stop him. But if he's outside in the perimeter, kind of doing jab steps and running pick and rolls and doing all that stuff, they should use him like Hakeem Olajuwon or Patrick Ewing and just like run him through the post. I know that Rick Carlisle said that the post play is like the worst play in possession in basketball. I don't care. I want to see Joel Embiid get tons and tons of touches and just see if he can score 50 points and will him to a couple wins in this series. It'll be a good one. I can't wait for that one. And there's also some other implications with the Sixers. How far does Brett Brown need to go in these playoffs for him to be on the sideline for this team next season?
So here's what I believe, Jacoby. He returns next year. Let me say that again. I believe he returns next year. The expectations get lowered when Ben Simmons doesn't play. So therefore, if they lose, it won't be such a shocker. And if you look deeper into their roster, other than the Golden State Warriors, the Sixers are the only squad that have four players with $100 million contracts. And each of those guys will be on the roster next year. And I'm including Tobias Harris and Al Horford. Since you can't trade your core four, I don't think they're going to change their coach, because changing your coach means you got to pay somebody. And paying those four guys, I don't see them this offseason going to pay a coach $40, $50 million, even if they're unhappy with Brett Brown.
I mean, they are locked into big contracts for years to come, and that's going to really alter their ability to make real roster moves, because no one wants to take on those contracts in particular. But I don't know. This Celtics matchup isn't great for them, especially without Simmons. And if they lose in five games or six games, I do not think Brett Brown comes back. I really don't think he comes back. If they get bounced in the first round, I don't think he comes back. You act like you're surprised. Are you really surprised by that? If they lose in five games to the Celtics, you think Brett Brown comes back?
I don't see them writing a big check for a coach this offseason when they're paying four players at least $100 million. That's my logic.
I think that Celtics-Sixers matchup is going to be one of the more competitive series. And the one series that I really want to be more competitive than I think it's going to be is the Mavericks-Clippers. It's just so much fun to watch Luka and KP, but the Clippers with Kawhi Leonard, Paul George, Lou Will, and now Harrell back in the bubble about to go on the floor. Like, this is a real bad matchup for Luka. What do you expect from him in this series?
I expect Luka to be guarded 94 feet by Patrick Beverley, and then he's going to have switches with whoever screening with Kawhi Leonard and then Paul George. And they're going to suffocate him to the point where he's not going to be as efficient as we're used to watching him be. But he's so very good. He's going to have his times where he gets used to how they're playing him and has his explosive moments where he scores and puts up big numbers. But Kristaps Porzingis has to be a difference maker at 7'3", Jacoby.
Yep.
He can't allow Montrezl Harrell, whenever he comes back, to guard him, or Zubac to guard him at the three line. He's so skilled, and one of the four players in the NBA that have the kind of talent and versatility to get you 20 points a game while getting you 2+ blocks. So this is a great opportunity for him to play well on the big stage in the playoffs.
I mean, Kristaps can post up players. He can hit open threes. He's a great role guy. He plays defense. He blocks shots. He gets rebounds. Like, there's an opportunity for him, especially with Harrell, probably on limited minutes early on in the series, for him to really break out, maybe have a 30-point game and sneak a couple wins against the Clippers. But, I mean, you're favoring the Clippers in this, aren't you?
Absolutely. Clippers, if they're focused, because the Mavs struggle more than any other team in the league the last 2 minutes. Because the first 46 minutes, they just playing like they're not keeping
the numbers
score.
Are crazy.
And then all of a sudden, the game slows down, and they've struggled in that period. So based on that, the Clippers in 5.
So you know I had the Lakers winning the championship because they'll be wearing the Black Mamba jerseys. There's another secret to the Clippers' success this postseason. And it's video, so Jalen, you and I need to go to the table and break it down. Jalen, this is video of the stick man, Hell's Kitchen's own Joakim Noah, in the hotel hallway. Like, look at that, surrounded by smoke. But wait, it's Sage. He's saging the hotel hallway to bless the Clippers as they enter the playoffs. Jalen, what do you think he's really doing? Let's be honest.
I like what Joakim Noah is doing there. He's one of our guys because he's a true roster and you know it. Just Google
really
Joakim Noah as a New York Knick or Chicago Bull or when he wasn't in the league. He's been consistent. And here's what I would say. This is a great veteran move because he's protecting his teammates, Jacoby, because he walked in the hall and he smelled medicinal. And so what he did, I'm going to mask it. And I'm going to just walk down the hall and have Sage everywhere. So now
I'm going to put it on Instagram.
Which room it came from. That is brilliant, Joe. I hope you get you a ring this year. That's great veteran leadership.
That is great. You got to know your role when you're the 10th guy in the rotation. You know what I mean? Because who knows? The original stick could come from a more important player that they really need buckets from. So he broke out the masking agent, walked up and down the hall, and intentionally put it on Instagram just in case anybody launched an investigation as to what smells the 11th floor of the Venetian. And he's like, don't worry about it. I got this. Great move, Joakim Noah. Great move by you. Jalen, some interesting news about the Big Ten. Now, they canceled their football season, and superstar quarterback from Ohio State, Justin Fields, started a petition, and here's what he had to say on the radio on ESPN this morning.
I think if the SEC, ACC, and Big 12 all think that you can have a season safely, then I don't see any reason why the Big Ten can do the same. I think if we can get everybody on the same track in the conference, I think that'll be a safe way to actually conduct the season. Would we be more safe on campus playing football or off campus, just doing whatever? I think COVID, you can contract it anywhere, and I feel more safe at the facility around my teammates, knowing my teammates are going to get tested twice a week. And that's just kind of the safest environment for.
Jalen, can Justin Fields save the Big Ten season in the fall?
He's a talented, disciplined young man, but the answer to your question is no. And I remember being a college student, and as I look back at the pictures of myself with my bald head and my rock teeth and my bad skin, I remind myself that from 17 to 21, I was hazardous to my own health. And that's what I hear from a college player. Of course he's going to want to get out there and perform and play the game that he loves. But here's what I want to caution him on. All of those conferences have the same information. It's just a couple of those conferences aren't telling you what's actually the lingering effects of what could take place here as it relates to somebody catching it and really having an issue to where maybe they get really sick or somebody happens to die. Who's liable for that? That's really why they're not playing. It's not that they care more or less about the student athletes. Everybody wants to see football, and everybody wants to make money. It's just the Big Ten and the Pac-12 have decided that the risk and the reward versus health aren't worth it.
Jalen, regardless of whether or not the Big Ten plays in the fall, somehow Michigan's going to find a way to lose to Ohio State in late November. I don't know how. They might not even be on the field, but somehow it is going to happen. Jalen, Russell Westbrook will not be playing early in their big series against the Thunder. We'll talk about what exactly that means for the Rockets and much more. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by the new Oreo Fudge Brownie Blizzard of the Month. Grab it today at DQ.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Add a berry blast off for your day with the new Berry Pebbles. A berry twist on a classic breakfast. Perfect for giving those growing minds a blast of creativity. With the new Berry Way to Pebbles. Yabba dabba do you with Berry Pebbles. Head to postpebblescereal.com to learn more. Yabba dabba do and the Flintstones and all related characters and elements copyright and trademark Hanna-Barbera.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. It is time for Jalen's favorite segment where he decides what we discuss.
Tang!
It is time.
Tang!
For Keep It Moving. If you want to discuss a topic, say hit the brakes. If not, keep it moving. We start with the Washington football team that does not have a new name, but does have a new president.
Hit the brakes!
Jason Wright, 7-year NFL veteran and business consultant, has been named the first black team president in NFL history. Your thoughts, Mr. Rose?
Congratulations to him and his family and to the Washington football team for this progressive move. It's embarrassing that he's the first African-American president in the history of the NFL. The same for the NBA, who only has one black president, and that's Masai Ujiri, who happens to be the best on the defending championship Toronto Raptors. When you look down at the field and you look down at the court, black players are more than represented. It should represent itself also in powerful positions. Hopefully this creates a lead domino.
Jalen, I have some bad news for the Houston Rockets. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
Russell Westbrook will not be playing in game one as they start the series against Chris Paul and the Thunder. Jalen, are the Rockets in trouble in this series?
I wouldn't be surprised with that quad injury if he missed the entire first round against his former squad. I know that's going to be tough for him to watch his team go out there and compete. Hopefully it becomes a long series and he can return.
You know I love Shaggles Alexander. You know I love Steven Adams. Can the Thunder beat the Rockets if they're without Russell Westbrook for the whole series?
No, I don't believe so. I want to pick them, but he does something really distinct once you trade Clint Capella. You open up the lane so he can drive, slash, and play like a guard, really playing forward and center minutes. And so he's been so very effective doing that. I don't think you replace that productivity.
Moving on. Alvin Gentry is out of a job. Keep moving or
hit the brakes.
The Pelicans parted ways with Alvin Gentry after 5 seasons. What do you think some coaching candidates that they should consider are, and what traits should they look in for their next coach?
So this is going to be musical chairs this offseason with the coaching carousel for head coaches and assistants. I would love to see Sam Cassell get his opportunity to be a head coach. Don't be surprised Alvin Gentry ends up as an assistant associate head coach somewhere else really soon. Look at Tyronn Lue and Chauncey Billups as a tandem to join somebody's staff. I'm still going to trumpet for Mark Jackson to get an opportunity. Kenny Atkinson, a couple of first-time coaches. Ime Udoka, who's on the Sixers bench. And don't sleep on a wild card with the Pelicans. Jeff Van Gundy. Just going to throw that out there in the atmosphere.
Well, for those of us that watch the games on ESPN, that would be quite a loss. But I would love to see him head coach again. Jalen, I've got some really bad news about Detroit sports that we're going to have to discuss. You got to hit the break button. So the Cleveland baseball team has beaten the Tigers in 20 straight games. So we did a little research just about the state of Detroit sports right now. And just where in the major sports, where Detroit is. Last in baseball. Last in hockey. Tied for 22nd in the NFL. And they should be worse. And the Pistons, well, we know where the Pistons are. Jalen, there is not a single team that represents your home city that is winning games and making the city proud. Detroit deserves better than these four teams. I feel like y'all should start over with all of your major sports franchises. You should just wipe the clean slate and start over as a city. Can we start a petition? Can we do something about this? What was the Jaguars
y'all
record
see
this year?
I got to deal with? I'm speechless right now.
There's nothing to say. The numbers speak for themselves. Put the full screen up again. Just put it up there again. How are y'all last in 50% of the sports you play? And you know the Lions are last in the conference. The Pistons, did you see who the Pistons were putting on the floor right before the season was suspended? I mean, they had nowhere to get a bucket from. God, on behalf of your city, I just want to say you deserve better. Detroit deserves better than this. This is making me sad. Go to break, Matt.
At least JRLA is having our golf outing this Monday.
Yeah.
Jalen and Jacoby is brought to you by the new Oreo Fudge Brownie Blizzard of the Month. Grab it today at DQ.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, as we sit here right now, the playoffs are underway, and I just couldn't be more excited about this. Just 12 hours every day of NBA action, and one of the favorites to walk away from the bubble with the championship trophy are the Milwaukee Bucks. Their star player and likely MVP of the league this season, Giannis Antetokounmpo, said he's frustrated by the 3-5 record in the seeding games. How do you expect the Bucks to perform now that it's playoff time?
There isn't more pressure on a franchise and a set of teammates than it's going to be on the Milwaukee team, because Giannis winning back-to-back MVPs, he doesn't have a long-term contract just yet with the team. If they flame out in the second round like you predict to the Miami Heat, and he's already frustrated by how they're playing in the bubble, and the playoffs ain't even started yet, that's not a good sign. So that's why I'm hoping that they play well, make it to the finals, so he stays there long-term and does the Patrick Mahomes thing. Because if they lose early like you predict, all summer, all season, we're going to be talking about what happens with Giannis next. Because if they win the championship, I think he signs and gets the big money. They get bounced, I think he says, well, let's kind of let next season play itself out. And financially, the best decision is to let next season play out. So it's important that they play well and perform well in this year's playoffs.
We'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy the playoffs.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Jalen, we always say give people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content. Jalen, how does it feel to be back in the studio? You just seem happy about it.
It feels good. Yeah.
You seem so happy about it. You really do.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I see JC right now and Corey and Taylor and our support staff. I don't have to be an engineer. I don't have to be a cameraman. I don't have to worry about any wires. I don't have to think about anything except sports, pop culture, and entertainment.
We had just so many times, every time your knee would touch the table, we would lose connection with you. So we'd be halfway through a segment, knee touched the table, lost connection. And now you don't have to do that anymore. You can move your legs. Now, I don't think this is permanent. This would be happening on countdown days, but it's good just to see the studio. We had so many good times in there. through the years in Los Angeles and the Seaport. I never thought just being 5 months away from it, I'd be dying to get back in there. But you got to give the people what they want from wherever, though. Jalen, four also, games today.
It also reminded me, Jacoby, and it gave me an opportunity to, like, to show gratitude of how, while there are a lot of television shows, radio shows, podcasts, or whatever, that now are trying to scramble for diversity and trying to embody hip hop and mix it with sports, it's refreshing to look on these walls and know that I walked in here one day with a picture of Don Cornelius and put him up on the wall. You know, that's Harriet Tubman over my shoulder.
How you get Don Cornelius on my side, though? You know what I mean? Like it, that's you're infringing upon the agreed upon here. Borders, dog. We had an agreement. My side, your side. I turn around like, oh, I used to watch Soul Train a little bit, but like not every weekend. You know,
that's because you took Larry Bird and Redman from me.
You know, Redman's mine. You just love Larry because he paid you. That's all. That's all it was. How much is that contract?
It feels good to be back. It definitely feels good.
It must feel good to be. Oh, do you know what else feels good? The NBA playoffs. Because, like, I kind of knew this was going to happen. After you get past, like, three seeding games, you've got eight of them, you're kind of locked into your opponent, and you're kind of locked in. You know, the main contenders are locked into their seeds, and you see limited minutes, and you see kind of the load management, and you're putting out the B teams, and certain teams aren't going to make it or mathematically eliminated. And, like, some of those games, you just couldn't really didn't have the intensity that some of the early seeding games did. But today, it's all over. And one thing we're not going to do, Jalen, is I'm not gonna overreact to a game one upset. Not going to do it. Like, Luka's going to score 35 tonight, and KP's going to score 27, and they're going to win by 10. Then everyone's going to act like they're going to upset the Clippers. Like, nah, dog, that's not how this works. Been here too long.
And also, let me tell you something refreshing that happened to me as a basketball lifer that I saw change in how the game has been consumed without fans. Therefore, how it's been covered by multimedia. You ready for this, Jacoby?
Yes, sir.
There is now a new appreciation for the art of how tough it is to play professional basketball and be really good at it and play at the highest level. It ain't just about how many all-star games or how many rings somebody got. Because we now see, whoa, Phoenix went 8-0? Who on their squad again? For the people that don't watch the league like us, like, oh, yeah, Devin Booker's been an all-star. He only scored 70 points like 4 or 5 years ago in a game against the Celtics. But people get a chance to catch up. How about T.J. Warren? He averaged 20 all year for anybody that's ever saw a Pacer game. 20. Not 10 or 2. 20. He averaged 20 this year.
And then also teams – look at the Spurs that didn't have LaMarcus Aldridge. They have DeMar DeRozan and you know, and the rest of players, great players, Jonte Murray, Lonnie Walker IV, and White, but, like, not household names. They go out there with Pop, start making some noise. You know, they weren't mathematically eliminated until the last day. So, you know.
And how about Memphis? How about Memphis? They didn't make the playoffs, but John Morant, and I'm not talking about, like, their game per se. Yeah, the person I'm going to compare him to, they both have a level of quickness that's unmatched, but I'm going to tell you my favorite Ja Morant attribute that reminds me of Allen Iverson. And I love this because both of those guys I'm fans of. I appreciate cats that sound 10 years older than people their age.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I pay attention to that trait. And so listen to Ja talk. When he in a room full of 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds, he sound like he like 32, 33.
Yep.
AI had that. And they lost Jaren Jackson. He had a fractured thumb, Ja did. You know what he never did? Make an excuse. I never heard him one time make an excuse.
Yo, Kat, I'm going to do something that I'm going to regret, Jalen. Can I do something I'm going to regret?
Sure.
You're the Trailblazers, right? You got Dame scoring 50 points and 60 points. Like, y'all just kind of just went down to the last second against the Nets reserves. And then wait a second. Oh, in Memphis, without Jaren Jackson Jr., in the first of a potential two-game series, like, went down the last second, needed a big bucket from Melo, 2 points from CJ. Like, I don't know. They could beat the Lakers. Anything's possible, but I don't see it happening. I mean, that Nets game was pretty revealing. Like, the Blazers absolutely needed that game. The Nets did not need it whatsoever and played that way. And it came down to a last-second shot from Caris LeVert. We'll see. We'll see.
So, I'll tell you what I think about that series. Should be Lakers in 5 if they focus. Because you know what else was happening? My favorite backcourt, 2 of my favorite players. Oh, and by the way, the trade I just told you about, Ja Morant and Allen Iverson.
CJ.
We were in Chicago, and I told you and Bill Simmons this same trade about who?
CJ and Victor Oladipo. Victor Oladipo both had it too. Them. Victor Oladipo
both
had
of
it
them.
Too.
And so a lot of people be like, so what do I mean when I say that? I mean that they would be successful without basketball. They would be successful without basketball. They would find a way for us to still know who they are if they couldn't play basketball. The opposite of what Jimmy Butler was, why he didn't want to wear a name on the back of his jersey. You would know who those 4 people are. They are old souls. They're mature. And I, in particular, recognize that trait is because as I started to get like 30, mid-30s, 40, I'm like, this dude 10 years younger than me, but he way more mature than I am.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So, I'm talking to Victor Oladipo. I'm like, he's more mature than I am.
I got a whole school.
Right.
Kids.
I'm talking to CJ. I'm like, man, you sure you want to play in the NBA? You should run for president.
Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? He like, I'm good at basketball. And so if the Lakers show up focused, Jacoby, they've put a lot of minutes on Mama's boys backcourt. Melo, it's great that he's hit a lot of big shots, but you know what isn't so good? That he's had to hit so many big shots and the playoffs ain't even started yet.
Yes.
Right? And so based on that, and who's going to guard LeBron? No Trevor Ariza. Zach Collins is not going to be able to do it.
No. I mean, Trent Jr. is probably
Anthony
the best player.
Not going to be able to do it.
Trent Jr. is probably the best bet to stay in front of LeBron.
I love Gary Trent. He had a couple of terrific steals late in the game. And I appreciate his shot making, but he's 7-8 inches shorter than LeBron. And probably what? We ain't going to even guess the pound. So, when LeBron square up and start going downhill, they're in trouble. They go big lineup, they're in trouble. There's going to be a lot of pick and roll, a lot of pick and pop, and Dame and CJ going to be pulling up from the logo, but Lakers going to be killing them in the paint, going to be killing them in the paint. Let me say that again, going to be killing them in the paint. And you know Nurkic is my guy, but he's one human being. I like Hassan Whiteside. He rebounds, he blocks shots. It's going to be fun. They're not going to be like pushovers. They're going to be pros. But the Lakers should take care of business in 5.
They really should. They really should. Jalen, I'm a little concerned about something. I feel like you don't have your suit game in playoff condition yet because you've had 5 months off. You know what I mean? Like, usually you're trying out some things during the regular season, like coaches try out different lineups. You're trying out different lapel jewelry and you know, and tie combinations. Like, I feel like you're not in midseason form when it comes to your satirical choices for countdown, and I'm a little concerned because I haven't seen you wear anything but a Puma sweatsuit for the past 6 months. Straight so, up.
It's funny that you say that because I actually took time energy to try to pick out an outfit for the first time today. So you're exactly right. Before now, it's I need to leave out in 5 minutes. White shirt, any blazer, gone.
Yeah.
Any
yeah.
color shirt, match any blazer, gone. You know, didn't even think about it. But today I'm like, you know, Maria going to be fresh. And Jay Will and Paul be suited and booted. So I'm like, you know, time for me to be industry tastemaker. Players won't like me saying or trumpeting this, but as a multimedia member, I love summer basketball. I love summer basketball. Oh, man, also, warm outside when I get off work. Remember, basketball happens during the winter.
If you're Aaron Gordon, and you know that the Magic ain't going to win the championship, there's a little part of you that just wants to get out the bubble. You know what I mean? I mean, he lives in Orlando, so he might not be a bad idea. But, like, if you really don't feel like you really got a shot at it, you know, if you're one of those Eastern Conference teams, you know, the Pacers are good, but they ain't making a run without Sabonis. There's a part of you. Oh, you get down. Okay, Jalen. All right, Jalen.
I'm going to tell you why.
You get down 3-0 in a series. Okay?
Now, that's different. That's different. Yeah. Now that's different.
2-0 in a series, get blown out twice.
That's different.
You're on the
right now, let me teach you how irrational confidence works. You use Aaron Gordon as an example. So I'm going to be Aaron Gordon. Jalen is now Aaron Gordon on this podcast. Let me tell you what he's telling himself, that I'm about to dominate Giannis.
I love it.
That Middleton ain't got nothing on me. Dwayne Wade cheated me for the slam dunk contest. We was in the playoffs last year. People don't give us no respect because we play in the East and we in Orlando in our backyard. We about to upset them.
The same way that everyone's talking about Dame right now, they'll be talking about me in a week and a half. That's what he's thinking. And God bless him. And God bless him.
Correct.
And it's not that. That's how it could happen.
Terrence Ross.
It could happen.
Terrence Ross is saying, yeah, okay, y'all think Lou Will the only sixth man in the league to get buckets at per minute? Watch this.
I watched him play the Lakers. But do you remember that game when he was on Toronto and they played the Lakers and had like 55 and three quarters? I was like, what has happened to this man? He just could not miss. It can happen.
Whatever confidence Dylan Brooks has, so does Terrence Ross. So does Austin Rivers.
I love that about Austin Rivers. You know I love that about Austin Rivers. When he scored 41, he's like, I should be doing this every night. Coach doesn't give me a chance. He's like
they hold me back.
He's like, yeah, he's like, James Harden is keeping me from doing this every night. If he would just pass me the ball, I would be doing this every night. See, I told y'all. I've been telling y'all my whole career. This is the real me.
But to your point, once it's 3-1 and it's halftime and you down 15, it's like, all right, you looking down at the cell phone, those messages look different. You know, you hitting the wife. Like, you know, I guess we might as well get ready for that vacation. You know.
Buy some swimsuits. Go to Fashion Nova, get some swimsuits.
You know.
Get like 19
tell the
of
kids,
them.
You know, I'm about to focus on them the next few months because my season will be over in a minute. So you are adults. You are professionals. But, yeah, right now everybody feeling like they're about to be a game changer. That's what makes this the most exciting time of the year.
They've earned it, and I'm so excited for it. Excited to watch you on Countdown all day. Of course, 4 games today, 4 games tomorrow. Jalen Jacoby will be here on TV, on ESPN at 2 o'clock moving forward. And, of course, on the podcast with podcast exclusive every single day. We'll be back tomorrow. Why's that, Jalen Rose?
We're not done.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.